Congregation may be seated if the children will join me this way for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Steps are getting full this morning. Hello, everyone. I have something right here that I want to give to each of you guys, and I'd like you to use it this week. Who can read and tell me what that says? Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not thanking you for anything, first of all, we should be clear. But we're going to hear a story today about Jesus who heals 10 people of their sickness, which is an amazing thing. But something kind of funny happens. Jesus heals 10 people, and you know how many people come back to say thank you? One. Only one. What happened to the other 9 people? We don't know is what happens. And maybe they're wonderful people and they just got so caught up and they were so excited they wanted to go tell their friends and family. But being grateful and thankful for what God has done for us is one of the best things that we can do as people of God to keep our lives grounded in the love of God and our calling to serve God and all people. So, what I want to ask you guys to do this week is to spend some time being grateful. And so I'm going to give everybody one of these cards. Marcus, here's one for you. Everett, will you help me hand these out, bud? Could you give one of these to everybody? Why don't you get started with those? We'll see how far we get. And here you go. So what I want you to do with this card is I want you, when you get home today maybe, to talk with your parents about who is somebody. Look at this. We got the perfect number of these. Hannah, we'll get one for you later maybe. I want you guys to talk about who is somebody that it would be good to say thank you to in your life, and then maybe your parents can help you make this card and decorate it, and that's really good practice. I'm not always very good at writing thank you notes, but finding ways to be thankful for what people do for us is a big deal. And the biggest deal is we're so thankful for what God has done for us in Jesus. God loves us, God claims us, God calls us and saves us, and so we don't have to worry about that, and we're so thankful for that in our lives, then we can live in service and love of God. So, what's your homework assignment? What are you going to do with this card? Yeah, what are you going to do, Gavin? Find somebody in your life that does something that you're thankful for, that you don't think about all the time necessarily, and write them this thank you card, and if you want to decorate it and draw on it, your parents could maybe help you with that. Does that sound okay, Ashton? Yeah. I did say that. Yeah, but you have all week. How about this? Think of it as something fun to do that you get to take church home with you. How does that sound? Better. Yeah, better. Okay. Yes, Ashton. You have a new best friend. Well, that is wonderful. I'm so thankful that you have friends in your life. So you guys are going to take these cards and be thankful and share that thanks with somebody. And I hope that helps remind you how we're thankful for God this week. Will you pray with me? Lord God, thank you.
Thank you.
Help us to remember to say that. Amen. Okay, so Children's Church today is going to line up at the door, and I think you guys are going to practice some music that you might share with us later in the service. Thank you, thank you.